Welcome back to the Academy of Charter Schools in Westminster. I'm Mark Cantor, and it's time for Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted farmers State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. It's the Sweet 16, and the girls are looking to punch their ticket to their third straight Grade 8 next week at the University of Denver after defeating Alamosa 48-35 yesterday. Their opponent is 26-seed Jefferson Academy, who upset region host the Academy last night. 53-47, the Jaguars are led by senior Jordan Neely, who averages 15 points a game. Talked to head coach Kyle Crowder before the game here, or a little earlier today, and he said as long as they play good defense, you know, make their shots, they should win this game here. They're pretty confident, pretty focused, as, you know, they look to advance to the Grade 8, like I said, for the third straight year. And so they're getting some last-minute instructions. The starters are at least from Coach Crowder. And the league, we're going to have the national anthem here. And Delta's fans have made the trip, as most of the parents are here. And, you know, boys head coach Rob Ames is here to cheer on his daughter Ellie. And I see his assistant coach Matt Hamm, and some alums here today as well. John Ames played for the boys team. Reagan Clay's here, played for the girls team. I believe it was that first grade 8 team 3 years ago. Alexa Huff here to cheer on her sisters. So it's shaping up to be a good game today against Jefferson Academy, who actually this is like a home court for them, as they their school is just up the road a little bit. And looks like we're going to do the starters before the national anthem, so I'll get those for you as well. Brought to you by Hellman Motor Company, new or pre-owned. It's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So taking a look at the lineup now for the Panthers. It'll be the non-starters first, sophomore number 00, Anaya Kohit, and sophomore number 4, Bailey Wilson. Senior number 5, Kayla Geyer. Sophomore number 11, Kylie Huff. Freshman number 12, Taylor Summers. 13, freshman Breezy Huff. Number 20, senior Shea Smith. And number 24, sophomore Braden Alberg. The starters for the Panthers, same as they've been all year. Senior number 1, Eric Kikuda. Junior number 2, Aubrey Frazier. Senior number 3, Kaylin Porter. Junior number 10, Ellie Ames. And sophomore number 14, Tatum Miller. Now we'll take a look at the lineup for the Jaguars, starting with number 1, Sophia Pappas. Number 5, Tatum Boyle. Number 10, Jackie McCulkey. Number 11, Sarah Welch. Number 13, Marlo Campbell. Number 32, Macy Palmer. Number 42, Layla Archibek-Fisher. And number 55, Story Bloys. The starters for the Jaguars, number 2, Rylan Kisharico. Number 3, Allie Jose Patrick. Number 4, Elsa Nygren. Number 25, Jordan Neely. And number 30, Helen Sedner. Watching these two teams play yesterday, this could be a very physical contest. The bigs for the Jaguars are pretty formidable, but aren't nearly as athletic as our bigs, like Kayla Geyer, Ellie Ames, and of course Eric Kikuda. So very few can match Eric Kikuda for physicality and ability and just poised underneath that basket. You know, one other thing that Coach Kyle Crowder and I talked about a little earlier was the younger girls on this team. And then people, I think, lose sight with as much success as this team has had, as it is a fairly young team. You know, they only have the three seniors on this squad. Everybody else is a junior. They have several freshmen, several sophomores. And, you know, those younger players play above their level of class. Our freshmen don't play like freshmen. Our sophomores don't play like sophomores. They play almost a grade above that. And so, getting ready for the tip-off now. Like, we will not be having an anthem today. So, tip-off brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. And Jefferson Academy going to control the tip. Nygren with the ball, gets it over to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick now dribbles over to Chicharito. Chicharito at the top of the key. They work it in to Stegner. Stegner back out to Nygren. Nygren over to Kirkpatrick. Back to Chicharito. Inside to Stegner. And she'll go to the hoop. Shot no good. Rebound by Porter. Delta back on the other end, moving right to left. They get it ahead to Frazier. Frazier tries to get it underneath to Kuda, and it's going to go out of bounds. Turnover back to the Jaguars. Nygren brings, excuse me, that's Patrick over to Nygren. Nygren on the right elbow. Works it in to Stegner. Stegner gets it back out to Chicharito. Now over to Neely. She's playing the initiation three ball to put Jefferson Academy on the board first. 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 7 minutes left in the first. Ames over to Miller. Miller will be tripped as she comes across the arc. Foul going to be called on Neely, I believe. That'll be her first, of course, first team foul on Jefferson Academy. Ames with the Dowdy stealing machine inbound from the far side of the court. She's looking. They work it into Kuda. Back to Ames. Ames now. Top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Gets it to a cut-in Porter underneath. Shot no good, but she's going to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratton with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Christy Stratton today. Free real estate needs, 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. Foul going to be called on Stegner. Porter missed the first and can't get the second either, and it's a rebound by the Jaguars. Kirkpatrick over to Chicharito. Chicharito now underneath to Neely. To the left side, she goes baseline, and she gets the runner to go, and the Jaguars up 5-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Quickly up ahead to Miller. She shoots the A&M Creation three ball. It's no good off the side of the left side of the iron and out of bounds. Ball goes back to the Jaguars. Kirkpatrick inside to Stegner. Stegner over to Neely in the left corner. Neely has it knocked away but picked up by Stegner. Stegner is going to dribble it off her foot. Picked up by Miller. Jostled around, no foul called, and slight contact by Miller going for the ball. Now she'll be called for the foul. That'll be Tatum's first. Kirkpatrick over to Chicharito. Chicharito looking back over to Nygren. Now they go back out to Neely. A&M Grayson's three ball, no good. And that's a rebound by Ames. Ames is going to back her way into the lane. They go underneath to Frazier. She's fouled on the shot. She's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Delta Cabinet Company, the cabinet design solutions for home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Frazier misses it off the back iron. Foul was called on Nygren, by the way. That's her first. Frazier rattles the second one in, and Delta's on the board. It's 5-1. Jaguars on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 5:40 left in the first. Ball goes over to Chicharito. They work it into Stegner. Stegner now in the lane. Floater no good. Rebound Kuda. Kuda across the time stripe quickly. Up ahead to Porter. Back inside underneath to Kuda. Can't get the turnaround jumper to go off the front iron. Chicharito into Stegner. Stegner turns, faces. Now back out to Chicharito. They go around the perimeter. Neely on the left side. That's going to end up being a pass to Nygren, and she'll get the short jumper to go. 6-point advantage for the Jaguars now. A little less than five here in the first. Ames dribbles to her right. Back her way into the lane. Underneath to Frazier. She's fouled on the shot. Nygren scrapes all over at Aubrey's shoulder and turns around and can't believe she got called for the foul. She needs help to relax with Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress right. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939, with Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Tatum Boyles will check into the game for the Jaguars. Frazier can't convert either of those, and it's a rebound by the Jaguars. Fitzpatrick over to Chicharito. Now over to Boyles. Boyles loses the handle. She steps on the line out of bounds right in front of Delta's bench. Turn over to the Panthers. Porter has the pass to Ames Stowe, and it goes out of bounds off of the Jaguars, and Delta will maintain possession. Got his field machine inbound, goes to Porter, now back to Ames. Ames dribbles to the top of the key, over to Miller. Miller looking to dribble drive, tries to get it in the lane, and shot's going to be blocked. And the Jaguars with the ball. Kirkpatrick kicks it out to Neely. He gets inside the arc. 9-1 Jaguars on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta tries to work it underneath to Frazier back on the other end. Knocked out of bounds by the Jaguars. A little more than 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Ames works it underneath on the battery sealing machine inbound to Miller. Tatum's first two, 9-3. Jefferson Academy on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Kirkpatrick, guarded by Tatum. Miller. Kirkpatrick gets it up to Stegner. Stegner is going to lose the handle, and a foul going to be called on Miller. Can't understand why. As it looked like she tried to tap it out from behind. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Summers in for Frazier. Patty Sheen inbound forthcoming from the Jaguars. It goes to Stegner. Now a dish to Neely. Right corner. A&A Creations three ball. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Summers comes up with the rebound. Up ahead to Ames. Ames, top of the key. To the right elbow and Porter. Porter now dribbles. Long skip past to Miller. A&A Creations three ball. Gone! Miller now with five. And Delta is only behind by three now, 9-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 3:15 left in the first. Chicharito over to Boyles, Boyles into Stegner. Stegner puts it on the floor, now kicks it back out to Boyles. The show answer with an A&M Grayson three ball. Back to a 6-point lead for the Jaguars. Kuda now kicks it out to Ames. Ames over to Miller now inside to Summers. Summers in the paint. She's fouled as she puts the ball on the floor. I think that one's going to be against Neely, possibly. It is. It's her second. That is field machine inbound. Goes to Ames. Ames in the paint. Now underneath to Kuda. Kuda gets it, can't get the basket as it rolls out. And a rebound by the Jaguars. For Patrick. Kicks it out to Neely on the right side. And takes the two ball. No good. Rebound Summers. Summers up ahead to Miller. Miller laying underneath in transition. No good. Kuda gets the rebound. Kuda tries to put it back. She is fouled. As she goes for her shot, she'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Since 1935, Gabby Steel Machines offer the wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, plain service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Gabby Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518 at Gabby Steel and Machine. So Kuda will make the first, and the Jaguars are going to call a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. .226 left in the first. Jefferson Academy leads 12-7 on your Panthers on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. It was a 9-1 advantage at one point for the Jaguars. So Delta able to get back into it here. Akuda will go to the line for her second. Greg and Christy Stratton rematch Mountain West free throw. Good. Akuda's got her first 2 points, and Delta has shortened the deficit to 4. Chicharito. Excuse me, that's Kirkpatrick over to Boyles. Boyles back to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick goes to the right side in Chicharito. Now they try to work it in to Stegner, and it's going to be stolen by Kuda. And Delta has the basketball in transition. Summers will get the bucket down on the other end. And it's a 2-point lead for the Jaguars, 12-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Chicharito looks to drive. Goes baseline, kicks it out to Kirkpatrick. Over to Welsh. Welsh on the left side looking to drive baseline. Dribbles it right into Kuda, and she's going to pass it out. Stolen by Ames, now back to Chicharito. Chicharito fight for the loose ball. Taco time, jump ball going to be called. It looks like Delta will have possession. Things got a little crowded underneath the basket there. 90 seconds left in the first. Into Kylie Huff. Huff underneath to Summers. Summers will be fouled. If she takes the shot, she's going to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Hidden Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta where they're making dining experiences. The Summers can't get the first. Can't get the second either. And Ames fights for the rebound. She won't get it as the Jaguars come up with it. It'll be Kirkpatrick to bring it across the time stripe. Kirkpatrick, crossover, into the paint. Now back out to Boyle. Now Chicharito at the top, inside to Welsh. Welsh goes baseline. And a blocking foul going to be called on Kuda. It'll be Eric is first. And Welch to the line for Gene Greg and Kristen Stratton and Renac Mountain West free throws. She'll completely whiff on that one. They can barely skim the net. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions as Aubrey Frazier's back into the game. Braden Ahlberg will see her first action in this contest. And Welch can't get that one either. Stegner with the rebound. Put back no good. And now Summers with the rebound. Up ahead to Miller. That one's going to be knocked away by Kirkpatrick. Now she's got it back on the other end. One on three. She'll kick it out to Chicharito. Chicharito back to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick dribbles in the paint. Kicks it back out to Welch. Down to the left side. And Summers with the steal up ahead to Miller underneath. Now she'll dribble out. Gets it back out to Kylie Huff. And now a turnover as a steal, of course. This one knocked out from behind by Huff and out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Porter is back into the game for the Panthers. Here comes Kayla Geyer as well. 31.8 seconds left in the first. Jaguars try to go underneath to Stegner. Stegner has the ball tied up underneath by the Panthers. I think that's Geyer that's going to force the toggle time. Jump ball. Jaguars will maintain possession underneath their own basket. Daddy Steele machine inbound goes to the left corner. Kirkpatrick out of the top and Stegner. Stegner back out to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick to the left side and Boyle. Now they try to work it inside to Stegner. Stegner dribbles out of the triple team, kicks it back out to Chicharito. Now Kirkpatrick on the right elbow over to Boyle. Boyle back to the top and Chicharito as they work it inside to Stegner. Stegner has it knocked away by Porter. Porter now will have it knocked away by Kirkpatrick underneath. Shot's going to go, it's going to go out of bounds off of Boyle, and no shot will be made at the end of the first quarter. Jefferson Academy leads your Delta Panthers 12-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest in products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. But the comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Delta allowed the Jaguars to jump out to a 9-point advantage before finally gracing the scoreboard. They come all the way back. They're within two now to start the second quarter. It's 12-10. Jefferson Academy on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta just could not get their shots to fall in that first quarter. Played some pretty decent defense. That's what got them back into this. And so Delta will have to buckle down here as we go into the second quarter. So, of course, no panic from the Delta bench. Coach Kyle Crowder probably telling his girls, just stay calm, go out there and play your game. It's going to be Porter, Kylie Huff, Geyer, Ahlberg, and Frazier on the floor for the Panthers, and Huff drove the lane and tried to pass out to Ahlberg. Excuse me, pass off to Ahlberg underneath, and it sailed out of bounds. So a turnover by the Panthers to start the second quarter. Kirkpatrick will bring it up for the Jaguars. Goes into the right corner and Boyle. Try to work it inside to Stegner. And Porter going to be called for the foul. And Stegner to the line for 1-1 as they are in the bonus now. She'll miss the front end. Actually, it's going to be two. She was in the act of shooting on the foul, so she'll miss the first. That's Porter's second foul, by the way. She'll miss the second as a rebound by Frazier. Frazier across the time stripe, over to Huff. Kylie drives the lane, drives into traffic, and a Taco Time jump ball called. Grandmaster Motorsports substitution, that is. Tatum Miller in for Kylie Huff, and Jaguars will have possession on the jump, 7:30 left in the half. Kirkpatrick with the ball. Long pass to the right corner over the head of Boyles and out of bounds at the turnover. So Delta will have possession now down to 12-10 Jaguars on the Sunflower River scoreboard. Porter quickly across the time stripe over to the right side to Miller. Tries to work it underneath to Frazier. And Frazier will go into the line now as Celtics into the bonus. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Cuda back into the game for the Panthers. Archie Beck Fisher for the Jaguars. She'll see her first action. And it looks like Nygren back in as well for the Jaguars. Frazier can't get the front end. And it's a rebound by Jefferson Academy. Chicharito over to Nygren. Back to Chicharito. She'll dribble. Chicharito in the lane. Kicks out and out of bounds off of Frazier. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Ellie Ames back into the game. She'll come in for Frazier. It'll be Ames, Miller, Geyer, Porter, and Cuda on the floor for the Panthers. Got a sealing machine inbound. Goes underneath. And they try to dribble it out. Now they get it back to the top of Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick sitting at the double-team zone by the Panthers. Gets it out to Nygren. Nygren right elbow. Nygren tries to work it inside. Stolen by Delta. Porter up ahead to Miller. She kicks it out to Geyer. Geyer now. Cuda on the right side. She's going to drive baseline. Nope. Kicks it up back to the top of the key at Ames. Porter spots up Ames. Jason's three ball from the left elbow. No good. Fight for the rebound and a foul. Going to be called against Delta. It's going to be on Geyer. That'll be Kayla's first. 15 fouls for the Panthers. The Jaguars have 8 for Delta. In the bonus, Jaguars with a 2-point advantage. A little less than 6.5 here in the half. Kirkpatrick over to Nygren. Nygren right elbow. Long pass over to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick to Chicharito. Chicharito has the pass tipped by Miller. And then last touch by Nygren as it heads out of bounds. Jackie Mikulski checks in for the Jaguars in the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Summers will be back in for the Panthers as Geyer will catch your breath. Porter across the time stripe. Ames with it. Now over to Porter. Porter back to Ames. Ames underneath to Summers. Shot is good off the glass. And the score is tied. Taylor's got 4. Nygren looks to get inside the arc. Now takes it back out to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick over to Boyles. Boyles has a pass knocked away by Porter, but back to Boyles. Runner no good. Rebound by Chicharito. Her putback's no good, and Summers will have the rebound. Summers brings it back. Goes to Ames. Ames, they try to work it underneath. It's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be the Jaguars' ball. 12-all on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, a little more than 5.5 left in the first half. And a whistle is going to be blown on the floor. And they're going to say the clock isn't running. So the Jaguars will take it out of bounds on the far side. Jaguars inbound in the front court now. That goes to Mikulski. Mikulski back to the top. And it's going to be knocked away by Miller, but Kirkpatrick, shooting Chicharito, gets it. They try to work it inside. That's knocked away by Cuda, but right to Mikulski. Mikulski in traffic gets it over to Chicharito. Chicharito left elbow. He's going to dribble in, kicks it over to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick, it's the pass, long pass to the right side, and Boyles in the lane. It's going to be knocked away by Kuda. Ball's loose on the floor. And a top-of-the-time jump ball, I believe, is going to be called. It is indeed. Should be Delta's possession on the jump. Breezy Huff going to check into the game for her first action here in the Sweet 16 contest. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Ames will bring it across the time strike. Ames underneath to Kuda. Kuda back over to Ames. Excuse me, to Huff. Breezy out to Ames. Ames long pass over to Miller. Miller takes her eye off of it. It goes off her hands and out of bounds. Miller had the wide open three attempt on that side if she wanted it. Otherwise, she might have had Kuda underneath. Jaguars back on the other end. They try to work it inside to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick will put it up. No good. Kuda fights for the rebound. She's going to get it. Looks like Nygren's going to hit the hardwood, but it's going to be a foul against the Jaguars. And so Kuda will go to the line for 1-1. It'll be Kirkpatrick's first foul. Kuda looking to break the 12-all tie. She rims it in and out. Rolled around on the top of the iron and out as Breezy Huff came up with the rebound. She can't get the putback. And now the Jaguars have it, moving left to right. Kirkpatrick over to Chicharito. They work it in, and nope. Kuda comes up with the steal. Kuda looking to drive in the lane. Spins, has it knocked away, and that's a steal. And now a double dribble called against Kirkpatrick as he comes across the time stripe. So turnover back to Delta. As it looks like we're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Kylie Huff, Aubrey Frazier into the game. Ames and Miller out. Kylie Huff over to Summers. Back to Huff. Huff over to Breezy Huff. Breezy into Kuda. Kuda, short jumper off the mark. Rebound Summers. Put back no good. Fight for the rebound. And it's going to be a foul against Delta. Foul going to be on Summers. And we're going to have a Delta Cabinet Company shine out by the Jaguars. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Truly your one-stop everything shop with the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware. Help you with your next project. Score tied at 12 with 3:55 left in the half. Kayden Miller's got 5. Taylor Summers with 4. She also has 5 boards. Erica Kuda with a couple of points and 3 boards so far in the first half. Delta in the bonus. They also have 16 fouls, so one more, and that'll put the Jaguars in the bonus. It'll be Jaguar ball coming out of the timeout. Kirkpatrick will bring it up for the Jags. Over to Boyles. Boyles inside, now out. Now back to Boyles. Now she works it in Nygren on the baseline. Nygren loses the ball. And they're going to stay kicking on the Jaguars. And it'll be a turnover to the Panthers. That is Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Breezy Huff. Breezy across the time strike, picks up her dribble, now over to her sister Kylie. Kylie to Kuda. Kuda back out to Breezy. Breezy drives over to the right side in Summers. Summers into Kuda. Kuda in the lane. Turnaround jumper. No good, but she's going to the line for 2. Greg and Vincent Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throws. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top of the line appliances for over 72 years. You see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. conversation between two officials now before Cuda attempts her shots from the charity stripe. She's looking to break the 12 all time. By the way, that foul on the Jaguars will put Delta in the double bonus, so they'll be shooting on every, they'll be shooting two on every foul from here on out. Cuda throws the first. That breaks the tie, and Delta has the first lead of the game, 13-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. She can't get the second, and the rebound by the Jaguars, and Breezy's going to be called for a foul. She got a little excited trying to get the steal after the rebound, and it'll cost her. That'll be Breezy's first. So it's 13-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta's finally got the lead, and that foul by Breezy will put the Jaguars to the line for 1-1. It's going to be Welsh as Tatum Miller checks back into the game. Grant Mason Motorsports substitution off the back iron. No good. Cuda comes up with the rebound as an Nygren's going to hit the floor hard. Jefferson Academy wanted the foul as Nygren comes up holding her hip. No foul called. And Delta will have possession. There was a collision. I think they were both going for the ball. As Cuda actually had possession, Delta will sub out for Cuda. Then they notice the substitution. Frazier into the game. Ames with the basketball. Ames to the top of the key over to Miller on the right side. She'll spot up. And in creation, three ball rattles in and out. No good. Fight for the rebound. And a Taco Time jump ball. Kylie Huff fighting hard underneath the basket. Jaguars going to get the possession, though, but good fight by Kylie. A little north of three here in the half. As Kirkpatrick gets it over to Nygren. And a steal by Kylie Huff back on the other end. And Delta's going to have it stolen. Kirkpatrick as Kylie Huff goes flying. As the ball's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Gabby steal machine inbound into the backcourt. And now she's trying to get it up ahead, but Porter's going to steal it. Porter at the top of the key to Frazier, back to Ames. Ames over to Porter. Porter to Ames. Ellie inside the arc. Go back out to Porter. Ames creates three ball. It's going to be short. She's going to chase down a rebound. Porter up ahead to Ames on the line. Shot no good. Rebound Summers. She loses the handle. Loose ball. It should be out of bounds. Looks like it was on the baseline. Out of bounds off of the Jaguars. And Delta will have possession. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Cuda checks in for Summers. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound from Ames. Going to go to Cuda on the right side. Cuda, 15-footer, gut. Cuda with five now, and Delta, a three-point advantage. 15-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Kirkpatrick over to Chicharito. Chicharito, and in creation, three ball, no good. Rebound by Delta. Back on the other end, Ames over to Porter. Porter inside the arc. Now back out to Ames. And in creation, three ball. No good. Rebound by Frazier. Frazier to Miller. Miller from the arc. Shot no good. Rebound to Ames. Ames gets it to go. Back on the other end now. Kirkpatrick back out to Boyles. And in creation, three ball. No good. A rebound by Boyles underneath. And the Jaguars maintain possession. Chicharito and Andreessen's three ball is going to go out of bounds as Cuda is down on the court. Getting a little physical underneath. But Delta will have the ball. Porter. Top of the key. Over to Miller. Left elbow. Miller in the lane, out to Ames, and in creation, three ball. is good. They're actually going to say that's just two. But it gives Delta the 7-point advantage. It's 19-12 now on the Sunflower Lane scoreboard. Just about 60 seconds left in the half. Chirico tries to answer with an A&M tracing three. No good. Out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of Frazier. She says, yeah, that's the right ball. I touched it. So it'll be the Jaguars' ball. Dabby's stealing machine inbound. And it will go almost into the backcourt, but it's picked up by Welsh. Welsh now back inside the lane. And they're going to call a foul. So Welsh will go to the line for 1-1. It's going to be on Miller. Tatum second. And Welsh will drain the front end. And it's the second one as well, and it's a 5-point lead for the Panthers. Miller up ahead to Porter. Porter on the right side. Over to Miller. Miller over to Ames. Ames now dribbles back to the top. They're going to call a foul on the Jaguars, I believe. Or is this another whistle because of the clock? Nope, it's a clock issue, so Delta will have possession. Porter with the Dowdy stealing machine inbound. Second time the whistle's been blown to get the clock right. Miller left corner, aiming, facing three balls, drained. Tatum's got eight. Fitzpatrick across the time stripe with 34 seconds left in the half. Fitzpatrick over to Boyles. Boyles, little ball fake, now dribbles out, now passes into the left corner, and now inside, and that's going to be a travel on Boyles as he tries to get around Suda. So 19 seconds left, Delta going to have the ball. 22-14 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter, Miller, and Increation, three ball good. Delta's up 25-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Kirkpatrick dribbles inside the arc, no good. Suda comes up with the rebound. Suda to just dribble out to end the first half. Delta with the lead, 24-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Take a look at some first half stats coming up here in just a little bit. As we take a break, you're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, Greg and Christie Stratton in Greenack Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christie Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creation Con Maine in Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creation Con Maine. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Landmaker Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Chan is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., it's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Chan, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's the shop, save, and buy from Melvin Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company have been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Kristen Stratton in Greenack Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Kristen Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main in Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steaks, pizzas, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's poppin' at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repairs. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Gen is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared, style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Melvin Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorsCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 19 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
Well, Kenna, back with you here at the Academy. Your girls lead 25-14 over the Jefferson Academy Jaguars at halftime on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taking a look at some first half stats. Tatum Miller led the way in scoring. She's got 11. Erica Cuda had 5 points, 5 boards. Taylor Summers with 4 points and 5 boards. Lily Ames, 4 points, 2 boards. Aubrey Frazier had a point and a couple of rebounds. Kaylin Porter, a couple of boards, 2 assists and 3 steals. Breezy Huff had a rebound. And that's pretty much how the first half went. Delta allowed the Jaguars to open up a 9-point advantage, and that's all they felt like spotting them before they got on the board. And then clawed their way back, and out in the second quarter, kind of locked things down a little bit. Gained the lead and haven't looked back. Delta, all season long, has been a third-quarter team. They score the majority of their points in the third quarter. So we will see what they do here. Folks, halftime brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626, and get a quote today for all your personal and business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta will have possession to start the second half. Scotty Steele machine inbound goes to Ames. Ames, if Delta tries to set something up, they get it over to Cuda. Cuda in the paint. Cuda spins. Shot. Good off the glass. Delta leads 27-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Like the starters, back on the court for both teams as Chicharito takes an A&M Tracy's three ball. No good. Rebound by Frazier. Back on the other end, Delta moving left to right, Ames inside the Miller. Now she'll dribble it back out. Miller to cutting Frazier. And Frazier will get the bucket. And Delta's opened up with the first 2 baskets here in the second half. And it's going to be a Delta Cabinet Company timeout for the Jaguars. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it, plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. .715 as we left in the third. We're just underway here in the second half. Delta extended their lead by 4 to start the half. It's now 29-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Jaguars will have the ball moving right to left. Teams still have both teams still have their starters on the floor to start the second half. So Kirkpatrick on the left side over to Nygren. They work it inside to Neely. Neely can't get the runner to go in the lane, and Frazier comes up with the rebound. Frazier brings it across the time stripe. Frazier dishes to Miller, and it's going to be taken right out of her hands by Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick gets the bucket back on the other end. 4ter with the basketball for the Panthers. 4ter over to Miller on the left side. Miller dishes to Cuda. Cuda now in the lane, puts it up. No good, but she's going to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience going Delta County real estate experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. Cuda will get the first. By the way, fourth foul called on Elsa Nygren. And she'll rattle in the second. She's got 9. 6.5 left in the third. Delta leads 31-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Kirkpatrick over to Nygren. And M. Creations, three ball no good. Rebound by Miller. Now Ames tries to get it to Cuda, who was cutting away from the basket, and a steal by the Jaguars. Kirkpatrick in to Stegner. Stegner now looks to drive the lane. She'll draw the foul from Cuda. It's going to be Erica's second. Both teams with one team foul now. Newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com. Or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Nygren will get the first. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers as Taylor Summers back into the game. Nygren can't get the second, and Cuda comes up with the board. Cuda back on the other end, dishes to Summers. Summers over to Miller. Miller backs her way into the lane. Now looking, kicks it back out to Ames. Ames driving to her right, dishes to Cuda. Cuda back to the basket. Now in the lane, shot no good. But she'll go to the line for two. Greg and Kristen Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw. The Jaguar fans around me don't agree with the foul, and I may have to agree with them on this one. It did look like the Jaguar Kirkpatrick did have all ball. Nonetheless, shoot up to the line. She'll miss the first. But drain the second. Erica's got 10 points on the afternoon. Kirkpatrick across the time stripe. Kirkpatrick to the left side and Nygren back to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick dribbles to her right. Now they try to go inside to Stegner. Stegner loses it, kicks it back out to Chicharito. Over to Neely in the right corner. Neely around. Back out to Chicharito at the top. Over to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick, left corner to Nygren. Now inside to Stegner. Can't get it to go off the glass. And Cuda comes up with the board. Cuda with 7 boards on the afternoon. Up ahead to Miller, back to Kuda in the lane. Shot no good, no foul called on the contact. But Miller comes up with the rebound. Now they go in to Porter, and she'll be fouled. So Delta will have the ball. Dowdy steal the machine inbound. Lob into Ames on the left side. Ames tries to get it back into Kuda. Summers gets it on the baseline. Ball didn't go out of bounds, and Kuda will get the pass from Summers and puts up the short bucket. Back on the other end now for Patrick. Over to Chicharito back at midcourt. Chicharito back to Patrick, left elbow. Now over to Nygren inside to Neely. Neely tries to dribble and goes off of Miller's foot, picked up by Kuda. Kuda to Miller, and this one's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Jaguars. Delta will maintain possession. We've got a Delta Cabinet Company timeout, it looks like, by the Jaguars. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And, of course, Delta Panthers basketball presented by Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance. Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Meyer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So the Panthers opening up the second half strong. Now lead 34-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 4:20 left in the third. Kuda's got 12, Miller with 13. Panthers will have possession underneath their own basket. Dowdy steal machine inbound. Goes to Porter, right elbow. Porter dribbles. Now in the paint to Kylie Huff. Huff, shot no good, but she's going to the line for two. Greg and Kristen Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Taco Times, a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Times. 707 Main in Delta. So Kylie misses the first. Can't get the second either. She'll get her own rebound and called for the travel. She couldn't quite get her footing once grabbing the ball. Grand Nathan Motorsports substitution as Boyle's back into the game for the Jaguars. Kirkpatrick will bring it up. Kirkpatrick, top of the key, over to Chicharito. Chicharito now will dribble to her right, over to Neely. Neely looking to drive, runner in the lane, no good. Fight for the rebound, and a foul going to be called on Summers. That'll be Taylor's second. Delta's second team foul. Jaguars have four. Dowdy stealing machine inbound. Goes underneath to Kirkpatrick in traffic, kicks it back out to Stegner. Stegner in the paint, fights to get the ball off, gets it to Boyle, shot no good. Fight for the rebound, and Stegner's going to come up with it somehow. No jump ball called. Her shot's no good, and Summers will come up with the board. Up ahead to Porter, now Ames on the left side. Ames is going to be fouled by Kirkpatrick. She was really putting the forearm into Ellie's ribs. Oh, So Delta will still have possession. 3.5 left in the third. Tries to go inbound underneath to Frazier, who was cutting to the basket. It's intercepted by the Jaguars. And now Kirkpatrick will bring it across the time stripe. Up ahead to Chicharito. Left elbow. Chicharito over to Stegner. Almost has it knocked away by Frazier. Loose ball, and a foul, I believe, is going to be called. It'll be on Porter. Kalen's third. Dowdy stealing as she inbounds in the left corner, goes to Stegner. Stegner's still there in the left corner. Stegner tries to dribble out. Kicks it back out. Neely and Grayson Schreiber good. 34-19 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3 minutes left in the third. Ames in the lane. Stops. Pops. 10-footer no good. Rebound Frazier. Put back good. Frazier with four. She's got 5 boards on the afternoon. Back on the other end for Patrick. Patrick dribbles to her left. Underneath to a cutting Stegner who was going baseline. They kick it back out to Neely and Tracy's 3-ball no good. Fight for the rebound, and it'll be a shock of time. Jump ball is Kylie Huff down there on the court. Being aggressive. I think the Jaguars will maintain possession. And make the Motorsports substitution. Albert, Kuda, and Miller back on the floor for Delta. Ames, Huff, and Porter will have a seat. Scotty Stealing machine inbound underneath the Stegner. Stegner pivots, now kicks it back out to Chicharito, and in Grayson's 3-ball, airballs it, and Albert gets it up to Miller. Miller, and in Grayson's 3-ball, no good. Rebound, Frazier. Frazier backs her way back in, has it knocked away, and then taken out at the knees as the ball's going out of bounds. And the Panthers will call a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Fun Flower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2339. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. .213 left in the third quarter. The Delta leads 36-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I think Delta's going to have the ball coming out of the timeout. Panthers will have Miller, Frazier, Summers, Kuda, and Alberg on the floor. Delta with the Dottie Steel machine inbound from underneath their own basket. Tries to lob it into Frazier. She now picks up the loose ball over to Kuda. Knocked away, and then a little tie up there across half court as Miller got tied up with Kirkpatrick going for the basketball. And Miller hits the deck. No foul called. Right call, by the way. Back on that end. Jaguars not able to convert. Kuda came up with the rebound. Got it up ahead to Miller. Shot was no good, and it went out of bounds. Kirkpatrick. Over to Boyles. Boyles. Right side, Boyles, over to the right corner. I think that's Neely trying to get around the block now. Stegner underneath, can't get it to go all high off the glass. Kuda up ahead to Summers. Summers is going to be called. Nope, the foul. I thought Summers might get called for the charge. Instead, foul's going to go against Kirkpatrick. And Summers will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. That's a foul going to be called on Chicharito. Summers will hit the first one. Rattles the second one in as well. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Taylor and Porter hit back in for Summers. 38-19 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Above 20 left in the third. Underneath to Neely. Can't get the turnaround jumper to go from short range. And Cuda comes up with the board. Cuda with 10 rebounds now in the game. Ball ends up in the hands of Tatum Miller. Miller to Cuda. Cuda back to the top of the key now. Cuda looking, waiting for things to develop. 55 seconds left. Cuda to Porter. Porter now drives to the baseline. Back across the baseline to Allbirn. Loose ball. Jaguars come up with it. It's going to be Stegner. Has her shot blocked by Cuda. And they're going to call a jump ball. Soccer time jump ball results in possession for the Panthers. And the game checks back into the game. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Braden Allbirn will have a seat, and Delton will have the ball. Cuda, Porter to bring it across the time stripe. Ames now in the lane. Takes the shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. And Kirkpatrick comes up with it. Kirkpatrick weaving her way through. Gets in the lane. Shot blocked, and a foul going to be called on Frazier as Stegner got the rebound. That'll be Frazier's first. 23 seconds left. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Geyer will check in for Cuda. Scotty Steel machine inbound goes to Stegner. Now Neely inside the arc. Can't get the bucket. Rebound Stegner. Shot's blocked. Porter gets it and a foul. Going to be called on Neely. So Delta back into the bonus. Porter to the line for two. 1-1. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. So Kaylin will get the first. Can't get the second. Tries to chase down her own rebound. Can't get there. Kaylin's first point of the game. As Chicharito has it. Chicharito over to Stegner in the right corner. Chicharito in the lane. Runner no good. And a rebound by Frazier as the quarter ends. At the end of three, Delta leads 39-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Welcome back to the Academy. I'm Mark Cantor. Getting ready to start the final stands. The Delta leads by 20, 39-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Erica Chuda's got 12 points and 10 boards. Tatum Miller's got 11 points. Taylor Summers, 6.7 boards. So Delta with a very productive third quarter has stretched this lead and now look to ride out the fourth all the way to the grade eight next week. So the Jaguars have possession to start the final stanza. Kirkpatrick will bring it up. Over to Nygren. Nygren. Kirkpatrick. over to Nygren. Nygren left side. Nygren into traffic. Now Kirkpatrick left elbow. Chicharito tries to go baseline. She'll be fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Kristen Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Looks like it's Frazier, Miller, Geyer, Ames, and Porter on the floor for the Panthers. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine. And if you get your project done right, give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. The future Eco makes the first, can't get the second. Delta with the rebound up ahead to Geyer. Out to Miller, excuse me, Ames, back into Porter. Porter takes the shot. It's no good, but she'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. She'll miss the first. Second foul called on Chicharito, by the way. And Porter will collect her second point of the game. Back to a 20-point advantage, 40-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta with the lead. Nygren with the running from the baseline. No good. Rebound Frazier. Up ahead to Porter. Now Ames. Ames at the top. Dribbles to her right. Kicks it out to Frazier. Frazier dribbles back to the top. Now Miller. Miller now dribbles. Kicks it out to Ames. Ames. From the right elbow, now in. Layup is good off the glass. 6 points for Alley. Pardon me, Delta leads 42-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6:50 left in the game. Stegner, left elbow. Stegner now dribbles back to the top. Stegner, long pass over to Kirkpatrick, over her head and out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsport substitution, Kuda. Erica Kuda back into the game. And the clock's running after the ball goes out of bounds. 6:24 left, and they've got to stop the clock on the out of bounds. And so it'll be reset back to 6:41. Probably should go back to 6:50 on that. And so apparently the clock issues we've been having are because of the Wi-Fi here in the gym. Of course, we had some Wi-Fi issues last night trying to stream the boys' game and get you that action. So I can understand Ames. Short jump is good. And the Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Jaguars. So, Delta leads 44-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 6:26 left in the game. And Creations on Main and Delta, go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at Annie and Creations on Main, stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance. Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Jaguars with the ball. Kirkpatrick will bring it up. Quickly across the time stripe, up ahead to Stegner. Back out to Chicharito. Now over to Kirkpatrick on the left side. Now just inside the arc is Nygren. It's 44-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Miller. Takuda charging to the basket. Lays it in. Kirkpatrick Left elbow. Throws it away, trying to get it over to Nygren, who cut away from the pass, or the pass was behind her, a little of both, actually. And there's 5:50 left in the game. Delta leads 46-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grant makes a Motorsports substitution. Taya Smith into the game for the Panthers. Porter brings it up just across the arc, kicks it over to Miller on the left side. Miller now drives the lane, kicks it out to Smith. Smith gets around an elbow in the face, puts it up, no good. Fights the rebound, Ames has it taken away. And now Kirkpatrick on the other end. Kirkpatrick, shot no good. Put back no good, it was blocked by Kuda. Back out to Nygren, her shot's no good, and Ames comes up with the rebound. And Delta scores on the other end. It's 48-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Neely going to drive from the left side, drops it off to Stegner. Stegner, no good. Rebound by the Jaguars. And then Kuda loses the handle on the rebound off the putback, and the Jaguars come back up with it. Nygren working inside to Stegner. Stegner will be fouled by Porter, and she went, gritted her teeth and said, darn it. She knew what she'd done. So that'll be Kaylin's fourth. And the Jaguars with the basketball. They go underneath the Stegner. Shot no good. Rebound Kuda. Fight for the rebound. And to the floor. It's going to be a foul call, it looks like. This Delta's going to be shooting 1-1, Erica Kuda, more specifically, down on the other end. So that'll be the ninth team foul for the Jaguars. One more, and Delta will be in the double. Delta's got six. Foul's going to be called on Wolf. First, second. Kuda gets it. She's got 15 now. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Just be Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs. Can't get the second. And rebound by the Jaguars. For Patrick. Looks to drive after the screen. Left corner. Out to Stegner now. Stegner. Back to her left, she's in the corner now. Tries to get it inside, ball pops up in the air, and Welsh comes up with it. Welsh. Long pass over to Nygren. Nygren back out to Stegner at the top. Now over to Welsh on the left side. Welsh. Long pass to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick splits the difference underneath to Neely. Shot no good. Jaguars wanted a foul, not called. Ames gets the basketball up ahead to Miller. Shot's no good. And the Jaguars with the rebound. It's going to be Nygren. Nygren underneath. Loose ball. And it looks like a kick going to be called on the Panthers. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound, forthcoming from the Jaguars. 3:44 left in the game. Going to go to Stegner on the left elbow. Stegner over to Kirkpatrick. Long pass over to Welsh on the right side. Welsh tries to work it into Neely. Neely backs her way in, and a foul going to be called on Kuda.
No, Jordan!
Barrett is third. Hair designers and nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face wax and facial teeth whitening and spray tans. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane, hair designers and nails. Neely makes the first, misses the second, and Ames comes up with the board. Ames brings it down. And a foul going to be called on Kirkpatrick, and Ames to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws.
Come on, Allie. card, Allie.
I'll be for Patrick's third. Ames makes the first. Can't get the second. Rebound by the Jaguars. Neely spins her way in. Out to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick now drives the lane. Kirkpatrick tries to go underneath, or she'll be called for a travel. Grant Mason Motorsports substitution as Boyle's back into the game for the Jaguars. Ames from the right elbow. Kicks it out to Kuda through the baseline. Puts up the short jumper. He's in the arm. Delphace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delphi community since 1915. Delphace Hardware at 121 Wisconsin River Drive. Truly a one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delphace Hardware help you with your next project. Kuda gets the and one. She's got 18. Looks like we're going to get a full line change coming up for the Panthers with 3 minutes left in the game. Kirkpatrick over to Nygren. Nygren dribbles out of the corner back to Kirkpatrick. She'll drive the lane. Picks up her dribble. Now puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Kuda. Kuda dribbles out. And now gets it to Ames. Up ahead underneath the Porter. It's good. And Kay Lane's got four. Kirkpatrick, long pass over to Boyle. Now they work it back into Neely. Neely through the traffic, puts it up, and a foul going to be called on Zelta. It's going to be the first on Kuda. Should be the fourth. Neely gets the first. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for Delta. As this crowd now senses what we are 2.5 minutes away from. Daly Wilson, Breezy Huff, Anaya Kohick, Alberg, and Geyer back into the game for Delta. As the Jaguars steal it on the inbound, and Alberg comes up with the rebound on the putback. Kohit tries the Euro steps and is called for the travel. So the Jaguars back on the other end now. Nygren drops it off to Neely. Neely inside to Kirkpatrick. Now back out to Nygren. Nygren will get the bucket. 55-27 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of the Panthers. Breezy Huff to bring it up. Breezy to Kohick. Kohick thought about the three. Gets it inside to Alberg instead. They kick it out to Wilson. Wilson to Kohick. Kohick inside to Alberg. Alberg dishes to Huff. Just inside the arc. Shot no good. Rebound by Geyer. Put back no good. And then Alberg with the rebound. Her putback's no good.
So how are you driving?
Jaguars on the other end there. Stegner drives it. Now kicks it back out to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick out to Nygren. A&M creations three. Ball no good. Loose ball tracked down by Stegner. Stegner picks it up. Gets it out to the right side to Boyles. Now inside to Neely. Neely will be fouled underneath. She'll go to the line. It's going to be 1-1. And a full line change now for the Jaguars. Front end is good for Neely. And she gets the second. Less than 60 here, back on the other end for the Panthers. As Breezy Huff tries to get to the hoop, and she'll be fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Rims it in and out, no good. Can't get the second either, and Auburn fight for the loose ball, and a foul going to be called. And Braden will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Foul going to be called in the call sheet. Excuse me. That'll be on Shorty Blois. Auburn misses the first. They make the motorsport substitution as Archibald Fisher checks into the game for the Jaguars. It's good. As a DHS chant now fills the gym. As there was a fight for a loose ball on the far side, and Delta commits the foul. It'll be the first on Ahlberg, and it'll send Macy Palmer to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Renac Mountain West free throws. No good. Delta's Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta's Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly a one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta's Hardware help you with your next project. Second free throw by Palmer, no good as well. Geyer comes up with the rebound, gets it up ahead to Ahlberg. Kohick ends up with it, now back underneath to Ahlberg. No good, rebound Geyer, can't get the put back. Fight for the rebound now, and a Taco Time jump ball called. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Story Boys back into the game for the Jaguars. Delta with possession after the Taco Time jump ball. Daddy Steel machine inbound goes to Kohick on the right side. She gets inside the arc shot, no good. Rebound Geyer, she'll get the put back. Geyer's got 2 points. Marlo Campbell going to throw this one into her own bench and out of bounds. Sophia Pathick checks into the game for the Jaguars with 13 seconds left. Delta will just probably run the clock out here. Up 58-29 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Huff. Underneath to Ahlberg. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound by the Jaguars. And that, my friends, is how this game will end. Delta wins 58-29 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. The player of the game will be Eric Akuta. Scored 18 points, had 12 boards, a steal, and a block. Caden Miller had a good game as well, 11 points, a rebound, and 2 assists. Ellie Ames, 9 points, 5 rebounds. This might be Ellie's highest scoring game yet. Taylor Summers, 6 points, 7 boards. Aubrey Frazier had 4 points and 8 boards. Kaylin Porter, 4 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. Kayla Geyer had a couple of points and 4 boards. Braden Ahlberg had a point and 4 rebounds. Real quick, we're going to take a look in at the other game opposite of us going on right now. That is University High School and Coleridge. We will play the winner of that at the Grade 8 next week. It looks like in the fourth quarter, going into the fourth quarter, University leads that one 40-12. So it looks like University is going to be our opponent in the Grade 8 next week. One other score to pass along from the Western Slope League. Grand Valley looks like lost to their opponent today. It says they won, or they're winning here. Excuse me, they won the 57-28, so Grand Valley has also advanced to the Great Eight. So Delta plays next Thursday in the Hamilton Gym on the campus of the University of Denver. You're going to want to check the high school Facebook page for the time for that game. And rest assured, I'll be streaming shortly before that. Once again, the final score for the girls is Delta 58, Jefferson Academy 29. You've been streaming Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Have a good night, folks. We'll talk to you next week.